Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
United States Senator Bob Casey on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Senator, good morning.
Larry, good to be with you and Kevin. Thank you.
We really appreciate your time. We want to start with a conversation about your police reform bill and explain to our audience how this will help in violence toward people with disabilities.
Yeah, this is a part of the debate that's not getting a lot of attention, but it's starting to now, and that's interactions between people with disabilities or people that might be in some kind of mental health distress and law enforcement. And for too long, there just hasn't been enough attention paid to the issue. For example, the chief of police in Dallas, Texas, about five years ago, saying, quote, "We're asking cops to do too much in this country. Every societal failure, policing was never meant to solve all these problems," unquote. And I think he said it well. We've got to make sure that when there's an encounter between someone with a disability who might be in some kind of distress and police, that we have every possible strategy in place to help both the person who's in distress, but also law enforcement. But we've got two bills. The first bill would divert non-criminal, non-fire, non-medical emergency. So you got three nons there, non-criminal, fire, or medical emergency. We divert those calls from 911 to 211 in so-called 988 systems, both of which are not that well known, but we got to make sure that people know more about these systems so that someone who's got maybe in a mental health crisis, but it's not a danger to the community, can be dealt with by professionals. We also have a provision in this law, in this bill, to provide funds to states to build out these 988 and 211 systems, and we've got an oversight system for it as well. The second bill is really a bill to focus on another aspect of this, and this is the training part of this. We've got to make sure that law enforcement has the opportunity not just to have training, but also to have training that's provided by nonprofit disability organizations working with law enforcement to provide good training.
And, Senator, thank you for joining us. This is a tough part of the debate. I'm one of the people that says, hey, if you call 911, I want a police officer showing up. Is it up to the 911 operator or the person making the phone call to figure out if it should be a 211 call, a 988 call, or a 911 call? And what happens if, you know, there is a weapon involved and the wrong person shows up?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that if you have a weapon, by definition, you're going to have a criminal context. And for example, if there's an emergency involving a fire or something like that, you have to alert law enforcement. But there are an awful lot of instances, and we've had several in Pennsylvania where when in particular a family calls and says, my son is having mental health distress and I need help, that when law enforcement only shows up, you're putting everyone at a disadvantage. You're potentially putting the individual at risk, but law enforcement shouldn't be called upon to solve those problems. Look, it's passing these laws is not going to create some magic system. But we're missing a lot of opportunities to avoid tragedies when sometimes the family calls and is very specific about the situation they find themselves in.
How confident are you, Senator, in support to get these bills into law?
Well, that's what's unusual. You know, sometimes introducing a bill, you wait till you get a bipartisan co-sponsor, in my case, a Republican co-sponsor. Sometimes you just introduce bills and try to move them forward and see if you get support later. In this case, we're just about to introduce them, technically today, I think. And I have Senator Jerry Moran from the state of Kansas supporting both. So that's pretty rare. And so I think it gives you a sense of the bipartisan concern that people have. And I hope in the larger context of criminal justice debates, we can make this part of any bill that moves.
Yeah, and I think having a 2-1-1 line where people who are familiar with a family member, that might make things a little bit easier. I don't see why anybody wouldn't support that. I'm just worried about the little bit of confusion with all the numbers floating around. But I think if people are educated and know which one they need to call, that would work.
Yeah, and I think we need to do a better job. Part of this is government, but it's got to be a nonprofit. And frankly, it should be others in society, like those who make – someone made a point yesterday – those who make Hollywood movies should start incorporating these numbers, because every time you see a movie, the only number you hear is 911, and 211 and 988 are critically important for people that are really in distress.
I think it's safe to say that a lot of people had no idea that those numbers even existed.
No.
Yep. Yeah, 211 is probably better known than 988, but we need both.
So we will work maybe together on getting the word out on those numbers that will help people for different issues. Meanwhile, while we have you, it is National Police Week. What do you say to our frontline men and women in uniform dealing with the tensions that we've had, unlike since the 60s in the past year, but yet recognizing the good officers that are out there on the streets every day?
Well, there's no question that every day of the week, folks in law enforcement put themselves at risk and serve. I do think, and served many with distinction. I do think we've got a major problem, though, within the system, and it's existed for not just years, but and not only decades, but generations, where the system has produced some of the tragedies we've seen, not just of late, but over many, many decades now, and the only reason we're talking about them today is because we have video. George Floyd's murder being the most tragic example. So I think we're at a point where the nation has agreed, at least I think there's a broad consensus, that there needs to be some degree of accountability as well as transparency and more training. But too often we've settled on just more training, and that hasn't worked when the system itself is in need of real accountability. So that's what the negotiators are trying to wrestle with right now. But you've got two senators, a Democrat and Republican, Cory Booker and Tim Scott, and then Karen Bass leading the effort in the House. The House passed a bill that the Senate is negotiating right now. I don't know exactly where they are in the negotiations. They said they've made a lot of progress and seem to believe they're potentially at a point where they could announce something. But I don't have an up-to-the-minute summation of that. But there has to be accountability. When someone in law enforcement engages in conduct that violates someone else's constitutional rights, there has to be accountability. And in our system now, there's very, very little of that. And so that's the reason why we need to have legislation. I'm hoping we can include in that these provisions that deal with some of these disability and mental health issues.
And Senator Casey, we have a real problem on the horizon here for our region. We could lose our identity in steel. U.S. Steel canceling $1.5 billion in upgrades to the Mon Valley Works. That's three plants, about a little over 3,000 jobs. What's the latest with that? Have you reached out to the executives at U.S. Steel, and is there a chance that those upgrades could be reversed and stay here and the history continue?
Well, we've certainly reached out to get a better understanding of how that decision was made. I can't say that I have information that would lead me to be confident that decision can be reversed. But I want to hear more about it. I want to hear what they plan to do in the region in the future, where they're not only producing jobs, but also benefits for the kind of clean energy future that we're going to need. I do think there was a lot of, let's say, rhetoric in the last 10 days that wasn't very constructive and helpful on this, where you had all kinds of theories and charges and political posturing. But we've got to make sure that in the region we have employers that are focused not just on retaining jobs and growing, but doing it in a fashion that's going to help build the region. I was fortunate last week, as this story was kind of circulating, to be with Secretary of Transportation Buttigieg walking through some of the infrastructure issues that the region has. And I said at that time that, you know, Pittsburgh and Allegheny County and all of southwestern Pennsylvania didn't wait for the future. It's the people of the region reinvented their economy after the collapse of steel. Now the federal government's got to step up. The federal government has not been a strong partner when it comes to making investments that will create lots of jobs, but also help to rebuild the infrastructure of the region, whether that's roads or bridges or blocks and dams, something that I've worked on for a long time.
But we have lots of jobs, though, with the steel industry, and the steel is a dirty, it's a physical job. Have we chased them out? I mean, I know U.S. Steel has made upgrades to the Clairton Coke Works over time. The air is cleaner there than it had been, but are we chasing them out with our decisions?
I don't think so, and I know that some in the debate have tried to make that case. I don't think that's the case, but maybe when we hear more from U.S. Steel, we'll be able to have a better sense of where they're headed. But I don't have that sense. I think that the old debates we used to have in Washington about, well, if you want to combat climate change or keep the environment clean, you have to sacrifice jobs. I just think that's a kind of an old Washington false choice.
United States Senator Bob Casey, we appreciate your time as always, Senator. Thank you. Stay safe and good luck.
Guys, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Senator.
Appreciate you. On our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.